It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Here on Radio Now, it is a wonderful Tuesday morning, the 19th of November, and we are so happy to be here with you. Don't forget, you could always be part of the show, 833-563-2539, whether you're an early morning riser or maybe just getting off of work. We love hearing from you. Social media-wise, Twitter and Instagram, it is Joe and McKenzie. Hey, McKenzie, good morning.
Hey, Joe, good morning. What's up?
Hanging and banging. You know me, doing my thing.
Hanging and banging, baby.
What about you? How was your day yesterday?
It was really busy. I had one of those days where I was like, boom, 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 just going to a bunch of places. We've got a great workout with my guy Tyler, my trainer at F3, so that kicked my butt. He really went hard on me. I was dying, but it was fun. And then had a great lunch, and then just ran a bunch of errands, got my hair did. And then went home and went to bed.
Dope.
You have some big news.
Well, I do, and I'll talk more about it, but we officially closed on our house yesterday.
Yeah, congratulations.
Got a little photo up on our Instagram. You want to go give it a little heart? We have a competition on the show to see who can get the most likes for each photo, even though we can't see them anymore.
Can't see any likes anymore.
It is Joe and McKenzie, but you can go up there and see it. So we're really excited about that. But actually, the big thing, I guess, that I remember from yesterday is I'm back on insurance through work here because we always try to do, like, what's the best plan? And it works out best that if my wife's on her insurance plan and I'm on my insurance plan through work, we save the most money, get the best coverage for each one of us. So there's incentives to save money on your premiums and your stuff, but you have to have it done by like the next 2 weeks or so.
Which I need to do.
So I'm like, hey, I need to move my physical up. I can't do it like just before Christmas. It's got to be done by like December 1st, which is like a Sunday or something. So I called the day before, like, oh, we'll get you in Monday. I go there on Monday, like, oh, we don't have you on the schedule. I'm like,
no.
Excuse me? I really was hoping for it. Somebody's going to, you know, grab my junk and I could cough. So they're
weirdly,
getting...
you went home and showered and he like legit shaved and got ready for this. Like,
I manscaped, not to get too much into
he
it.
He sprayed cologne down there.
No, I would never. Fellas, young boys, do not spray cologne down there. It could cause damage. It burns. It's like mace on your junk. Don't do it. Am I right, pork chop? Don't spray cologne down there.
I don't think I've ever done that.
Exactly. And you never should. Don't do it. But either way, I'm going to be there like next Thursday. So this is pushing it to the limit because it's due by next Sunday.
Oh, I need to like make an appointment today.
So that was my day. What about you, Liv? How was yours?
It was busy. I had my second job yesterday. So I ran there right after I got off here. And then I actually took like a late nap. I think I fell asleep around like 5.
Ooh, those are dangerous.
5:30 and woke up around like 6:15. So I took a little 45-minute nap because I was so exhausted. But it was like too early to try to go to bed. And then I watched some of the Monday night football game.
In Mexico.
Yes. And I needed Tyreek Hill for the Kansas City Chiefs to like go off and score a lot of points to be able to beat my boyfriend, because I was playing my boyfriend last night.
Those are the most important matchups.
I know it was. And literally within like the first like 3 or 5 minutes, his hamstring like tightens up and he is out for the rest of the game.
Oh no! We suck again!
Yep, literally didn't score 0 points. Aww. I lost again. I am last officially in my fantasy
football. How is that
league.
Even possible? You know so much. I expect you to be like one of the top dogs.
Because here's the thing, this is my first time playing fantasy, so I always forget to set up my lineup.
Wait, you forget to do things?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So it's not very, no one's surprised by this, no one's shocked by this, but sometimes I forget to set up my lineup, and then I'm like, shoot, and it's Sunday, and I go, and I have like 3 players that are in bye week, and I'm like,
This was a really really rough bye week, too, for fantasy football. People the most, I think, out of any, all the teams were off, so.
I think that was last week.
Okay.
Man, but I missed the Mikaritas. So I was in a league one time, the Mikaritas, and I just never did anything. And that's why they love, because I was always in last. Like, I never changed anything. I never rotated people in and out. Just like,
that's
let it
how
lie.
My friend Brooke is. And last week I played her, and she had, I think, six players that were on a bye week.
Jeez.
Yep.
I need to get in this league for money. Okay. Porkchop, how was your day yesterday?
It was good. Also, my fantasy last night, I was winning by like 8, and the guy that I was playing had Damian Williams, and he was projected to get like 20 points. Mm-hmm. Well, he only got 2.3 points. 4 rushing attempts for 7 yards.
Yeah, he got injured.
Yeah,
actually, and he was out of the game the rest of the
game. Fantastic! So I won.
There's another Williams on the Kansas City Chiefs, and I don't know who it is, but there's another Williams, and they scored a touchdown, and I almost thought it was the guy that you needed to score no points. I was like, oh, stinks for Porkchop, and then I realized that.
Nope, yeah, I won. And then what else? Oh, this morning, guys.
How was your boy's first day of school, or work?
It was good. We're going to talk about that a little more here in about an hour, but okay. He had a good first day of work. But this morning was crazy. 2 crazy things happened. I thought I was going to get pulled over. There was a cop directly behind me, and I was like doing the speed limit, and he was like right on my tail. And, you know, obviously my registration is 2 weeks expired.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about that.
Yeah, so what did you say? You're like, I don't care. I'll break the law. Come get me or something like
no,
that.
No, they won't
come
let
at me.
Me,
cops.
They won't let me register my car. It's not that I don't care. I tried to pay them. Anyways, so I was like, this is it. He's going to pull
this
me over.
This is it. I'm a goner.
But he didn't.
Yeah, that is the story of my life. I'm always by a police officer. Always.
I feel like when we're driving this early in the morning, they're obviously, they need to get somewhere, you know?
I saw 2 people pulled over this morning.
No, you have to really, like, to get pulled over this early in the morning when we come in, like, you really got to be having this, like, a struggle to stay in your lane. Right. Or you got to, like, actually hit somebody.
That is not true, especially in the mean streets of Carmel up north. They're just waiting for something to do. They will pull you over in the morning.
I don't know. Well, then maybe it's dangerous up there because where I live at,
I'm just kidding. It's not dangerous.
Nobody wants to mess with me at all. They're like, do your thing. You're 30 over. It's okay.
You must be. I get it. It's early.
Yeah. Especially around shift change, they don't want to pull you over and deal with all that.
I don't know. I see people pulled over
all
the time.
If you're an officer, you could be anonymous, even just off the air. Is that true? Like, if it's around shift change, do you really want to pull somebody over if they're speeding like 10 over?
But they have to make a quota by certain days, by certain times. So they have to, that's interesting. So you'll notice, especially, during the holidays, watch out. Thanksgiving and the day before.
833-563-2539. I'd be interested to hear from you. Mackenzie, I have a quota for you. Can you give me at least 3 stories on the tee?
You got 3 of them?
Well, when you do it.
Yes.
Okay, so what's coming up in the tea?
Is Halsey pregnant? We're going to find out. Ooh, big Taylor Swift drama. And The Rock has a special message you're going to love.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ah, yes, it is tea time. Kicking things off with Taylor Swift. Okay, here's the deal with the big drama, the big machine label. It's been crazy. So this weekend, the American Music Awards are going down. Now, she can perform, but she cannot. She does not have permission to play any of her old music. So that's the deal. So basically, Taylor released that open letter claiming her former label, Big Machine, was blocking her from performing her old songs during the Artist of the Decade performance at the AMAs. So the label then released a statement denying this, but apparently it is true, and she's not going to be able to perform any of her old stuff. But the battle continues. So I feel like this drama alone is worth watching the AMAs.
Yeah, technically she can't do it because it's like re-recording the music, which she has to wait, another year or so to do.
Yes,
so
contractually it's bound.
But they can do whatever they want to do, though, if they want to make an exception.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, just let the girl go. It's like a decade award, the American Music
Awards.
There's
so much, though, to this, though, because she could have bought her music, but she chose not to, too.
That is true. The drama, the plot thickens. I'll definitely be watching. Moving on to Halsey. She is stirring the pregnancy pot, which is a little crazy because she was out with her boyfriend, Evan Peters, in Santa Monica, and they both were kind of like, I don't know, rubbing. She was in a baggy outfit, okay?
Okay.
She had maybe, but it could have been like a food baby.
I've had those several times.
Like after a burrito, right? And then, but her boyfriend was kind of rubbing Halsey's belly. So people were like, she's pregnant! But that's the rumor. but it's not confirmed. She said, you know, they're saying she's not pregnant, but I don't know. We're going to find out eventually, right?
She wants to have a baby. I hope she has one. If she's not ready, then I hope it's just a big burrito.
Yeah, exactly. A food baby.
A wet burrito, baby.
Some sad news on the baby front for James Vanderbeek. He and his wife lost their baby. And he was talking about that he actually got eliminated on Dancing with the Stars. And he said that, he was very teary-eyed. And so the two were expecting their sixth child. So they have lots of kiddos together. But unfortunately, the baby went up to heaven. So our thoughts and prayers.
That's tough in general. But, like, I'm one of the people that if I'm going through something, I can't hide it. Like, he's doing all this dancing, all this stuff. Their family, him and his wife, are grieving. And you got to continue on and, like, try to perform, too. Like, I don't know how people do that.
I know. But, of course, I mean, we send our best. That's been happening a lot. Ilaria and Alec Baldwin, they suffered kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
And everyone's going very... If you suffered something like that, would you go public with it, Joe? Would you be able to?
I would say yes if my wife's cool with it, but I don't know, though. God forbid, like, I would want to share the joy of a pregnancy, but I don't know if... I don't know what it's like to actually have that kind of a loss. I got to imagine it's devastating.
Yeah.
I would like to think I'd share it, but I don't even know if my wife, Lindsay, who shares everything on the air, would even want to share that. It's a tough one.
Yeah, so our thoughts and prayers if you've ever experienced anything like that. And ending on a lighter note, The Rock was so sweet. So he shared a video on Instagram of a 3-year-old boy with acute leukemia, and he's saying Moana's You're Welcome, adding, dude, you're absolutely right. I love you. Stay strong, little man. And as if we needed another reason to love The Rock, he's just singing to his little fans.
That's an awesome thing. He's such a good dude.
I know. So keep it up. If anyone wants us to sing to you, we will, even though it would be horrific.
Well, it's not bad. I mean, I don't know. The Rock's not the greatest singer. I'm just saying, like, he's more wrestler.
But
isn't
Moana? That's Maui. That's what he's saying.
I'm mad because I applied for that role and I didn't get it. But no, what a good dude. Always we love The Rock. So if you missed it, my wife Lindsay and I, we posted it up on Instagram, so you had to have seen it, Joe and McKenzie. We're now homeowners, but let me tell you about yesterday and the last minute problems that we faced. I didn't think we were going to be able to close on our first ever house. Like, it actually involved our job. Like our company.
Really?
Yes. I'm going to tell you about all the juicy details. And I actually have some fun questions too. But that's coming up in less than 10 minutes. We're Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. And yesterday was a big day for me and my wife, Lindsay. We officially closed. We actually were able to close on our first ever house. And you can check out the cool photo we have up on our Instagram. It's Joe and McKenzie. But I'll tell you what, there were conspiring things to make it not possible to close yesterday. McKenzie, have you ever actually like owned a house? Have you went through that process or you just rented?
Oh, yeah. No. I owned many houses before.
Okay.
And then I actually, it was weird. I had my first renting experience when I moved to the West Coast. So I've experienced both. I see pros and cons to both. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
That's very exciting.
Did you ever have any hiccups in the process of closing, like to actually buy a house?
Yeah, I mean, and it depends how you do it. If you put the percentage down,
yep.
And there's a lot of things that need to just go through. It's a time of uncertainty. It's exciting but stressful.
I was all set. Last minute, 4 p.m. closing yesterday.
Right.
And we get an email like during the show yesterday, my wife and I, and it's like, hey, we're all set except we've been trying for 4 days to verify Joe's employment with Radio Now, and nobody from the corporate office is returning our calls. I'm like, interesting.
You were like, here, listen to all the shows I do every day.
I'm like,
legit work there.
I'm like, am I no longer employed? What's going on? So
that's
I
weird.
Try, and it's weird. Our company has it because our corporate offices are in like DC, that area, and we're in Indy and in Houston. So they won't let the local offices or stations verify because we have like an HR person here. Couldn't do it. I'm like, well, that sucks. Okay. Mm. So they give me a person to try to reach out to. They're on vacation. The person it says to reach out to, it's like, hey, if you need to, that person was out sick yesterday.
Oh, no.
I don't know how it worked, and I hope they don't hear this. I think technically, eventually it got done. I think it was the receptionist at our corporate office that verified my employment, but she wasn't with HR. So I could have had them call you. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Oh, yes, Joseph works for Radio Now.
No,
yes.
I would have been like, never heard of him.
Never know. Nope. Oh, we've had a lot of fraud with this guy. So no, but okay, that's cool. That part's done. Now my main question is, what is the party that we have? Like, I've heard of like Stock the Bar party. What do you do? Don't you have a party where everybody comes over? Because that's what I want to get into. That's what I want to do.
You have a home welcoming party, and then we'll do a Stock the Bar for sure.
No. What's expected of that? Like, am I supposed to like set out food and appetizers? Like, no, I'm saying does everybody bring something to pass? Don't laugh at me.
Yeah,
I've never owned
a home.
I
thought you were joking.
No, I don't know, but I'm excited. I can't wait to everybody over.
So I'll bring you, everyone will probably bring you a housewarming gift, so something really fun. And then if you want to make it the theme of like Stock the Bar, then it will be booze and liquor. Yeah, and then we just have like little apps and we get to see your new place and
pop in. Yeah, you don't have
in.
To like cater.
Yeah, you don't need to go like bit. I mean, but, you can.
Yeah, if you want to.
We'd like it if you did.
Yeah. It can be, you know, like chill, like some charcuterie, you know, maybe some like veggies. Or something like it doesn't have to be like
hummus
out like crazy, and then like we can, if you want it to be a Stock the Bar, then we can all bring that. Or if you want it to be a diaper party, I've heard of a diaper party, but normally that's with babies.
We don't have a baby.
Well, then so we'll do Stock the Bar.
Do we have a baby?
If you have a baby, when you have a baby, you should totally do a sip and see. It's so darling. So you wait till the actual baby's there, and then people come, and you sip and see the baby.
I like that. We can just pretend. Maybe false pregnancy. We'll do it right there. Now, I'm wondering also, does anybody know anything about a Ring doorbell? Our realtor was cool, and she gave us a couple, like a gift basket, but she gave us like a Ring doorbell. I realized our house doesn't have an actual, like, ding dong, doesn't have a doorbell.
So I think
it's not wired electrically to have that.
Isn't the Ring one the one that also has like the camera?
Yes, but I'm wondering though, do you have to have a Ring camera like hooked up to an actual electrical thing for it to go ding dong? Intern Chloe's shaking her head. Do you know anything about it, Intern Chloe?
Money says yes.
Tell us more.
Yes. So my parents have one, and that one is hooked up through the electrical, but you can get ones that don't need to be wired in because. When I lived in an apartment on my campus, that some people had them like just stuck to their doors.
Okay, but does it actually have like a dinger or a ringer inside though? That's like it connects.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can,
cool.
Yeah.
My dog's gonna love that.
Have you brought the doggies over? Acclimated
no,
to their new home.
Today is the day we're having Elizabeth, who's an amazing cleaner. I think she cleans your place too.
Yes, but she was over last night.
How'd she do?
She was awesome. And I tell you, because you're okay, so I have Joe's cleaning, amazing woman. And I left her because I had to go to a hair appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And I trusted
Were
her.
You nervous?
I'm like, here's my key. I mean, yeah, just because I don't know
her. Of course. But,
everything's immaculate. She's amazing.
I love it. I love coming home. And she's like,
love you, Elizabeth.
Smells so good. But yes. No, she's going to get the house that we're moving out of today. And then she's also going to, actually, I think she's not going to do it. She's going to do the new house today that we're moving into because, I don't know, is it customary when you, and I'm not talking smack about the people, but the house is kind of dirty. Like when they left, I thought they'd clean it up. Like when I leave an apartment, obviously I want my security deposit back. That thing is spick and span.
Yeah.
But like, it was kind of dirty.
There's no such thing as a security deposit when you own the house. So.
Yeah, they're like, haha, sucker, you signed the mortgage.
Yeah, we're out of here.
I was going to say, it'll be a new deal for you, not because when you rent, I found like, what? If something breaks, I don't
even
you
get gotta me
call
started.
The guy. It's going to be okay.
Please. Do you have money? Can I use my personal finance loan thing for when something goes out? That's what I'm scared about. Ooh, boy. But new opportunities. Do you want me to endorse your window company? Call. You want to be the lawn service company for Joe and Mackenzie? Call.
A garage door opener, please. Call.
Yes. Actually, yes, because there's only one garage door opener, and it's a two-car garage. So what are we going to do? So that was the exciting news. I'm so glad you guys get to share with it. And I look forward to having everybody over. It's going to be a really good time. Coming up, we've got Joe's Need to Know News. Well. How about this big news with Chick-fil-A? A lot of people are actually happy about what they announced yesterday. Does anybody here ever use eyelash extensions? I don't, but
I do. Actually, I'm going today.
Okay, Andrew Chloe does too. There's a warning. Legit.
I know.
Not trying to scare you. So I want to make sure if you use eyelash extensions, you might be in danger or something.
Eked out by this.
And was this a fart or was it something else? This was going viral on Twitter last night from a TV interview. I'll play that audio and we'll get your thoughts coming up after Maroon 5 Memories. Then after that, I'll admit it, my favorite part of the show, Song of the Day. We got a good category. It's all coming up in the next 10 minutes. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Chick-fil-A will no longer donate to two organizations that have been criticized by LGBTQ activists. The chain released its 2019 plan for charitable donations because they do a lot of that. And they left off the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Both organizations have taken stands against homosexuality and same-sex marriage. The company released a statement saying, going forward, the Chick-fil-A Foundation will focus its giving towards key organizations that address education homelessness, and hunger. Well, now I'm glad. Nobody can be mad at me for going to Chick-fil-A anymore, right?
No way.
All right.
That's a good thing.
I'm going there today, getting my chicken sandwich on. Okay, if you have eyelash extensions, please listen up. This is for your own health. Doctors are warning women who get eyelash extensions about the danger of lice.
That's so gross.
Lice, yes. The doctors say they've seen more cases of lash lice. I've never heard of that before in my life.
Like, do people get lice on their regular lashes?
I don't know.
That must be a thing, because that's real hair.
Well, I mean, your hair is right there, and your eyelashes are not that far. Just, you know, if your eyebrows can't stop them, we know you're all drawing them on anyways. So, yeah, you got no line of defense. They say many people who got the extensions are afraid to wash their lashes because their extensions may fall out, but this leads to bacteria infections and even lice.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I, like, scrub the crap out of my... Like, because you have to... It's hard because they're expensive. It's one of those things once you start, you want upkeep, and like every time they fall out, you're like, no. It's just like money falling down the drain. You're like, no.
Come back, little lash.
But it's kind of like this. That's been an epidemic with wigs and regular hair extensions too.
See, the stuff I know nothing about, but I definitely need. My eyelashes are on fleek. But
there is a picture that was like circulating with a news story about it. And I almost threw up when I saw it. It was like
pretty
the
gross.
Most. It was like so zoomed in.
Ugh.
Oh, it was so bad.
But it's a real
so
thing.
Bad. This has to be an epidemic too. Then with false lashes, like the little glue on ones. Because I mean, it would be with everything then.
Doctors say it's important to clean the lashes. They recommend using a tea tree based cleaner. So, or a cleanser. That's something you might want to check out. I want you to listen to this. Obviously, I'm the king of inappropriate audio. But an interview Monday night was on MSNBC. The host was Chris Matthews, and he's speaking to a California representative. I believe his name is Eric Swalwell. He appeared to fart on live TV. It's only a 5-second clip. So listen, tell me what you hear.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election.
I'm going to play it one more time.
You did not like do anything
did,
to
I,
that?
No. This is me playing like a fart sound effect. That's me hitting it. This is just hitting a button of the audio I have.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election.
Okay, you've heard it. What do you think happened there? Because on Twitter last night, this thing went viral. He denied it, and hours later, a tweet from Hardball, they released a statement. They say, sorry for the disappointment, conspiracy theorist. It was the Hardball mug scraping across the desk. You can get yours today. Now back to the news. Once again, now that you've heard their explanation, conspiracy theorist out there... Listen closely.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election.
Oh, okay. Now, because I'm visualizing a scrape of a mug.
But see, do you believe that, though?
I mean, it is a nice cover-up. Was a mug being drawn across the
desk? I saw no mug in the video.
Okay, I will say, too, he kind of pauses almost. He was like... like
taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
Oh, he did!
What's really happening?
I would live on this. He paused as if something had just left his body.
Yeah.
To never return again. So I'll get that video up there so you can see for yourself up at joemckenzie.com. And finally, I love theme weddings. I think this is great. Whatever the couple likes, that's awesome. A couple had their wedding catered with Olive Garden classics and the surprise late night breadstick bar. Oh, that sounds so good. With marinara and Alfredo dipping sauces. I guess Olive Garden was a huge part in the couple's love story. Most of their early date nights were at Olive Garden, and they got engaged during a trip. They went from Olive Garden in 2017, so they really went there a lot. At the breadstick bar, they had special signs that were made for the station that read, I'll happily marinara you. Oh, that's so cute.
Clever.
And to never-ending love and breadsticks. During the reception, Olive Garden actually surprised these wedding guests with a never-ending pasta pass. That's awesome.
Yes.
That's the wedding you're like, why did I skip that one? That allows customers to eat as much as they want at any Olive Garden for 9 weeks. And wrapping up Joe's Need to Know News, sports-wise, the Pacers beat the Nets 115-86 last night. The Rockets beat the Trailblazers 132-108. That is Joe's Need to Know News. Coming up next, song of the day. Last song you want to hear before you die? We'll explain. This one's going to be a really tough
so
one.
Deep.
I know. It's okay, though. Your vote matters. Song of the day. Song of the day. Song of the day. Song of the day. Woo! It's the song. All right, gotta work on that one. Gotta work on that one. Gotta work on that one. Teamwork. Song of the day time and the category, actually recommended by you. Might be a little emotional, but I like this one a lot. It's the last song you want to hear before you die. Wow. Okay, that's got some deep meaning.
Yes. I mean, think long and hard. If you were, this is your last day on Earth, right before you passed, what song would you want to go out with?
All right. And a little behind the scenes, Porkchop is tired of losing. He said, you know what I'm going to do? Because Mackenzie won so much last week. I'm going to put myself at the end of Song of the Day. That way I get all the votes. So keep that in mind. Listen to everybody and then decide at 52140. That's the number you text SONG, S-O-N-G. Myself, Joe, this is an amazing song. You know, it's a wonderful song. It's What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
I just love that song. Live the Web Girl, what song do you have, the last song you want to hear before you die?
Okay, so imagine you're sitting there. You're about to die. But you're like, what? Already? This is the song I would play.
Stop me now. I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball. Stop me now. If you want to have a good time, just give me a call. Stop me now. I'm having a good time.
I love that Liv has recently discovered this new band called Queen, and she can't get over them. They're so good. Okay, Mackenzie, what song do you want to hear before you die?
Okay, so I'm all about being peaceful and calm and just going up to heaven. So if it was my last day, I would definitely want to hear Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and it actually transitions into your song, What a Wonderful World. And I'll let you say the artist, Joe.
Oh, because nobody knows how to say his name. Israel Kamikawa.
Yeah, that was actually really good.
Thank you. I actually am his body double.
Last night.
I am. I'm his. That's why I asked to get this information on the show document so I could practice. No, I'm actually his body double in the movie. But anyways, here's the song.
Ooh, somewhere over the rainbow, way up high.
Like tear up and you just kind of float up and it's like, yes, into heaven and rainbows and butterflies.
Okay, now Porkchop, I don't know if he's flexing his guns or he's just tired from spending all day yesterday picking out a song, but what is the last song you want to hear before you die?
The last song I want to hear before I die is a song that will make peace with me, make peace with the earth, and make sure that you know, some may believe in a second coming, that you're right for that.
Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees, or will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine.
Wow. Quite the selection
so
we have here this morning.
Deep.
It is. It's very deep. Now, what are you going to do with your one vote by texting SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140? The last song you want to hear before you die. You're going to go with Joe, What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong. You're going to go with Liv's choice of Don't Stop Me Now by Queen. You're going to go with Mackenzie's Over the Rainbow by Israel. I can't say his name again. Kamiki Wakoli. Pork Chop, I Can Only Imagine by Mercy Me. Which one are you going to go with? Well, that's for you to decide right now. You have 3 minutes to do so. Text the word SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140. That is SONG to 52140. We'll play the winner next. Song of the day. It's a great, great, great thing. It really is, but to be honest, as somebody that struggles with anxiety, this is one of the most anxious things I deal with every day.
I hope you're not serious.
I'm like, is my vote, like my choice, will it win? Will it be dead last? Live the Web Girl's laughing at me.
No, I'm laughing at Christina. She tweeted us and she said, I love you guys, but I can't vote today. I wouldn't want to hear any of those before I die. We love your honesty, Christina.
Why not my song?
Sorry, girl. That's so funny. That's
I love when it's cool. You can critique, but if you're going to throw a statement out there, then what would you do? Like, if you were going to do it better, what would you have went with?
Right.
But, okay. Let's give you a recap as the votes are being calculated of what you could have voted for. It's the last song you want to hear before you die. We had myself, Joe, What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong.
What a wonderful world.
Isn't it Louis?
Yeah, I don't know why. You know, I read what was in front of me. It said Louis, and I just read it. Yeah, it's Louis Armstrong.
That's how it's spelled. L-O-U-I-S is Louis.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's Louis.
Louis is L-E-W-I-S. Louis is L-O-U-I-S.
Oh, see, if I were going to spell like my kid's name, it'd be L-E-W-I-E. What's that say?
Lewd?
No, L-E-W-I-E.
That's interesting. No one spells it that way.
L-E-W-I-E.
You're telling me that you spell Louis, L-O-U-I-S?
Yes.
That's
like
that's
everyone
how,
knows that.
Yeah,
show.
You can.
Like King
but then,
Louis.
But then people whose names are actually Louis. Oh, it's L-E-W-I-S. Got it. But yeah, no, they're right, Joe.
Dang it. Okay, either way.
You can call them what you want.
What a Wonderful World was the song right there, and I apologize to Louis Armstrong. As you can tell, the song means a lot to me. then we had Liv the Web Girl, a brand new band she discovered. Queen, she went with Don't Stop Me Now.
Don't stop me now. I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball.
I'm sorry, like, you sure it's Louis, not Louis?
Yes.
Okay. Then we got Mackenzie, which is a really easy name to say for this. She went with Over the Rainbow by Israel Kamikiwali.
Yes, there honey. That was nice.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
That is much
We're
easier.
We're in Hawaii now.
That is much easier to say than Louis. And then finally, producer Porkchop went with the group Mercy Me, I Can Only Imagine.
I can only imagine.
All right, enough of the fluff. Let's get to the serious stuff. Song of the day. Who will win?
I haven't heard from Rosie yet.
How does your boyfriend hostage boy feel about your and Rosie's relationship?
The fact that it's a female robot.
Yeah, he's jealous.
Ooh.
Coming in last place. With 15% of the vote.
They're not even looking at you anymore. You realize that? Like, you've turned them off so much that the girls will not look at you in the face.
I know.
Joe Pesh.
What?
Shut up. There's no way.
I thought it was going to be me.
It's because you said Louis when it's Louis. I'm just kidding.
Are you joking? Like, go Aww. Ahead. Give me the joke. Tell me it's a joke real quick.
Right behind him in third place with just 18% of the vote. Live the Web Girl.
I knew it.
Hold the what? Okay, I can't even.
There is a large gap between first and second place. It's a 17% gap.
Congratulations, Mackenzie.
Second place.
I don't know.
No, you won.
Unpredictable.
With only 24% of the vote, Mackenzie.
Aww. Say his name one more time, Joe.
His name is Israel Kamikiwalo.
Oh, nice. It sounds so nice when you say it, Joe.
Thank you.
With 41% of the vote, I did get first place. My first win in like 2-3 weeks. It's a good song. I love this song. It's real good.
I won on Twitter, by the way. But I guess it doesn't matter.
Well, there we go. I think we just took away from the K-Love audience this morning. Way to go, Porkchop. Getting
funny.
All the Christian listeners that we can. It's Mercy Me. I Can Only Imagine. It's so interesting. We play Thriller on this station like 18 times. We also play Christian artists.
Dude,
so.
Okay, I don't want to say rocking out, but I was
rocking
like.
For Jesus, bro!
I was like scream crying this song yesterday.
Is this a Jesus song?
Yeah.
Yes! Obviously, your mom taking you to Catholic school did nothing.
Yeah.
Here it is. It is Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now. Don't worry. We are good people. We occasionally go to church. But no, Porkchop, the winner today. It was songs, the last song you want to hear before you die. And that was Mercy Me, I Can Only Imagine. What a good song, dude. Good choice.
Yeah, thank you.
Cannot believe that Louis Armstrong did not win today.
I was shocked no one picked Live Like You Were Dying.
Oh, I think Liv was debating about doing
debating that.
That's a good one.
But then I thought to go the funny route and be like, don't stop me now. right before you're about to die. That's what I'm going to be saying.
We love suggestions for Song of the Day. If you have one, you can let us know. DM us Joe and Mackenzie on Instagram. Give us a follow. Tomorrow, it's going to be most embarrassing songs that you like. Ooh, this song is a banger, but it's super embarrassing. Like, no guy will ever admit that they like this.
I love your choice for tomorrow, Joe.
Are you listening in on me?
I don't think you should be embarrassed. Oh, you should be proud.
All right, cool. That's coming up. We do Song of the Day every day around 6:55, 5:55 Central. So, poor Chop, I hope you're doing good today. I know yesterday it seemed you were a little rattled, just to be honest with you. You did your work here. You were fine, but something seemed off. Did anybody notice that Pork Chop seemed off yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yesterday's a big day. The hostage boy, his boyfriend of 5 whole weeks, went off to his big boy job. How are you doing, man?
I'm good. So I was supposed to pick him up, or I went to pick him up when he got out of work yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't get out of work till like an hour later from when he was supposed to.
So what'd you do?
I just sat in my car and watched YouTube videos.
You waited? That's so cute. Of course.
So did they keep him an extra hour on his very first day?
No, I guess he's really enjoying the job. He likes his manager. And I guess he said they just like, you know, he was still working, but they didn't like really catch time. And it was like, oh my gosh, like you were supposed to leave an hour ago.
Oh, so.
I like my job,
good.
But dude, I always keep an eye on the clock. I'm like, oh man, having fun. Gotta go.
Yeah,
no. So sorry. Gets to go.
Yeah, so no, he said he had a really good first day. He really loves it. There is one weird thing that happened yesterday. So I guess on Mondays they take inventory. And by the way, he works like at a pet store.
Okay.
So they take inventory, and one of the animals was missing, and it was a snake.
Oh my
what?
God!
No,
I'm kidding.
Oh my God.
Just kidding. No, but he said they were taking inventory, and you know, at a pet store, like, so people come in to buy like rats to like feed their snakes. Well, they're already deceased, like the rats.
Oh, okay.
And I guess they keep them in a freezer or something, and he accidentally like snapped one in half. And he, like, terrifying. So he's like, I don't know, I can't go back. He's like, am I going to hell? Did I kill the rat? I'm like, no.
But it's
like,
dead in the freezer. Oh, my gosh.
Literally, that's going to make me gag.
You don't think about people that work there that have to do that. Like, they have
know,
to deal with that.
Right?
Bless his heart. Is he traumatized? He's like, I just snapped a rat in half on my
no.
first day?
He's good. He's good. What else did he say?
Well, I can only go up from there, you hope. Does he have to clean
I'm
up duty?
Snag.
Yeah, he has to do that. And then what else? He said he got to play with like a bunch of the animals or some like cats and
dogs.
That's
amazing.
And birds.
He gets to play and have fun.
Mm-hmm. He said, they got a new puppy from a shelter.
Mm-hmm. What kind?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't ask.
And then they fed that to the snake.
But I have a question. No. So do they sell the dogs there, or can people just adopt them?
So, oh man, that's a great question, and I don't know the answer. There's
because
a bunch
I'm assuming if they got the dog from a shelter, uh-huh. then it's a really cute dog that they think they can get money on, probably.
Oh, yeah.
That's my guess. Like, a good,
he said
a
you
really
can
cute one.
You can adopt them.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah, he did tell me that. So, yeah,
nice.
I don't know. I guess that's it.
I want to go by there and play with all the puppies.
Oh, but wait, don't. There's like, okay. So there's like a couple locations of the one, like, you know, where he works at.
Uh-huh.
And the one he works at, they don't typically get cats or dogs there. But he said, like, they did get one and they are going to try to adopt it. He got it from a shelter.
Cute. Are you guys going to adopt it, you and him?
I have enough animals.
Yeah.
The one up in Fisher's we went to, and I took Lulu, and it's, I'm never taking her again.
Why?
Because she got attached to this puppy.
Oh,
we're playing with it in the little play area, and then tears. I felt like the worst mom, I can't leave her. And it was just it was dramatic. Everyone's staring at us, and I was like, I'm not ready to get a dog.
Good idea. What if we got like a Joe McKenzie like pet, like for the studio?
I said that last week. I think we should get a show dog. We can keep the dog here most days. I will occasionally bring it to my place, but I also travel a lot, so.
I think a dog's too much live.
We should
start with a fish.
Well, no, I was thinking like a hamster.
Ew.
Who's cleaning the poop? See, that's the thing. Think of who's going to do the nitty gritty.
And also, hamsters can be really mean.
Not it.
No, but like we could set up like little tubings across the studio so like the hamsters could run and do all kinds of stuff, and we could let them out in the ball and play.
I say we get a fish.
If you guys actually are interested in helping, you know what we could do?
What?
Post a picture of the dog on our Instagram, see if someone wants to like adopt it.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. You send it to me. I will post it on our Joe and Mackenzie Instagram and say, hey, if you are in this area and you want to adopt this dog.
Make sure it's though straight up because that they're not making a huge profit off of it though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, you know what I mean. You need to double check with the store.
Tell me that it
who
is.
Who wants to pay $1,200 for this dog to go to the pet store? That's good.
Uh-huh. So, no to a hamster?
No.
How about a bunny?
Okay, I could get down with the bunny.
They have bunnies, he said.
I'm not opposed, but it's just you can't put a bunny in a tube.
I don't like this whole tube idea. Because then you have to clean out the tubes because there's droppings in the tubes. My sister used to have a hamster, and it was gross.
We had like a whole hamster village at my house when I was a kid.
What's something that's low maintenance?
A fish.
But I feel like fish die.
Not all the time, not if you take care of them.
But then you have to clean out the bowl and the rocks and stuff.
We could get a bird.
Chloe.
Yes!
That's why we have an intern. No
birds poop everywhere.
Chops had the cutest little bird. Do you still have that bird?
Yes.
But birds, cute. I mean, it could be cute. You know, listen to us in the morning and you just hear a little
bird
in the background chirping away.
Parrot, 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 parrot. It can mimic us.
No. Oh, sorry. Sorry. I thought it was something else. I thought it was a quail.
What other show is a parrot? Nobody.
John McKenzie. Shut the blank up. Shut the blank up. Mackenzie, what's coming out in the tea?
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. Done. Parrot decided.
Pay attention.
Halle Berry has been injured on set. Plus, wait until you hear who Tom Hanks is related to.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Aw, yes, let's do this. It is tea time, kicking things off with Halle Berry, who was injured on set. Her latest movie, ironically called Bruised. There was drama when she got hurt while performing some mixed martial arts moves.
There's like constant contact, you know, but you do it in a very controlled way, but the contact is really real. If you hit someone, you're really hitting someone. If you throw someone, you're really throwing someone. So it's as real as you can get without really hurting each other.
Ooh.
Sounds like it got a little too real.
Yeah, no kidding. They said that she's going to be just fine. It isn't too major, but she did need a break because of it. And Bruised follows her as Justice, a disgraced MMA fighter forced to confront her demons when the 6-year-old son she walked out on returns to her doorstep. Ooh, that actually sounds pretty good. No release date yet, but I'll keep you posted. Moving on to Kylie Jenner. So Kylie is just adding more bank to her billions. She has actually sold like a share of Kylie Cosmetics to Coty, the parent company of CoverGirl, and she's just making more and more of that money.
Hey guys, it's Kylie. This is my brand new updated makeup tutorial. I know I've done a few of these in the past, and I'm always learning new things, so my makeup routine is definitely changing. Also, since becoming a mom, it has gone from taking me 30 minutes to do my makeup to now having to do my makeup in 10 minutes.
And that is the truth. When you become a mama, you gotta hurry things up. Forbes labeled Jenner the youngest self-made billionaire in world history. I know a lot of us take issue with self-made.
Asterisk.
I mean, she has done a lot on her own, but of course, she had a great start. And her sister surrounding her, but she's the most successful Kardashian of them all. Tom Hanks, get this. He just learned he actually is related to Mr. Rogers. What?
Our friends at Ancestry did some digging. You are related to Fred Rogers.
No, impossible. No, you're pulling our leg. Let's look at this.
How far away is it?
Wait, look at a Mefford.
I know, yeah, Mefford.
Six cousins with Fred Rogers.
Look, Ernest Hanks.
Well, listen.
Amos Hanks.
It all
can
just,
we keep this?
It all just
Absolutely.
Comes together.
This is
see.
Crazy.
Did you have any idea?
Well, I would like to see if Johnny Depp is related to Fred Rogers. Can you find out from Ancestry.com?
That's like an ad for Ancestry.com. Have you ever wanted to do that? Go there, or do you not care?
I know I have done the Ancestry stuff.
Really?
I always thought I am Polish, but I think a little more Hungarian than Polish.
Interesting.
I thought I was a straight up Polack. So
Tom Hanks and Mr. Rogers are sixth cousins.
Interesting. I wonder how far you and I would be separated from Mr. Rogers.
Ooh, I don't know. Hopefully not that much.
Ancestry.com just changes, and the only service they do is just how far away you are from Mr. Rogers.
It's like a 6 degree of Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
I actually was 1 degree. I interviewed Kevin Bacon, so I feel like I was like legit 1 degree.
Really?
Yes.
Dang.
Really cool. And J-Lo, I'd love to be 1 degree from her. She says she didn't get paid for Hustlers.
First of all, it's super difficult. You have no idea. And you have to do it in like really these shoes.
Yeah.
The stripper shoes. And you have to do it. Like, I came into the first rehearsal and I had like sweatpants on and a sweatshirt. I'm like, okay, we're gonna pole dance. This is gonna be fun.
Yeah.
You know, and this is a skill I'm gonna have after this. And then she's like, first of all, take off your clothes. I was like, hey. What? She was like, no, you have to, like, your skin
yeah.
is what sticks to the pole. that makes you hold on. And so she was like, yeah, just like a bra and panties. We might as well get used to it now. I was like,
I didn't realize that. That makes sense. So the skin is the friction that makes you hang on.
Liv, have you ever had your skin stick to a pole?
No, I surprisingly have not.
Oh, I thought you did with the box of shame last week. Interesting. Okay.
Joe.
So that is a yes. And she says that she's never been motivated by money. She just wants to be a great actress, singer, dancer, and so on. And the money just comes from her passion. I mean, I'm sure she got something. I'm sure she didn't get $0.
Nobody works for free. She's getting a cut somehow, some way.
Yes, get it, girl.
Coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie, she went back to his place and she saw this and said, you know what? I think this will be the one time I'm here, and that's it. What did she see inside of his apartment that just totally turned her off? And is this even a legit reason to be that turned off if a guy or girl had this at their apartment? We're going to talk about this in less than 10 minutes here. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Kill those drums, Mackenzie. You're on beat. Keep it up.
I've been practicing.
Yeah. That's so good.
You like that?
All right. Now let me play the drums. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. All right. Sorry, I'm stupid.
Sounds the same as me. Wow.
I know. Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now. We are about 20 minutes away from Dare Dice. Last week, our Dare Dice punishment for Box of Shame was so controversial that we had our legal department pull it down.
Literally, we got an email from legal.
Pull it down, or we'll suspend Joe again. Hey, I have a house now. I really can't lose my job. So, okay, so that's what's coming up here. Right now, though, 833-563-2539. We are Joe and Mackenzie, and want to hear from you after you hear the story. Let me know what you think. So, I saw this on Facebook. I really don't know the guy. It's kind of a friend I met through my wife, but he's about the same age as me. He is, I think he's a 29 or 30-year-old dude, so a little bit younger, but he's single, okay? So, he's out there, he's dating, and I guess a girl he's went on a couple of dates with, not that much, had her over, and I guess they were going to watch some football this past weekend.
Okay.
So, it's getting cooler, and one thing I know a lot of people like to have is chili. So, this guy made chili. And it actually sounded really good. It was a spicy chili. That wasn't the problem. The thing that this girl had a problem with, and she's like, I think I'm done. The 29-year-old dude had no actual plates or silverware. He had everything was like paper bowls, paper plates, like plastic utensils, you know, like you're having like a party for a kid. You got the knife, the spoon, and the fork. And he would just throw things away. And he's just like, that's how he lives, I guess. That's his thing. Is that really a deal breaker? Because she, and we, I guess, I think we have a photo we're going to put up on Facebook, actually from this, I guess, like that she snapped of the bowl of chili. I just emailed it to Liv, so she'll be able to get that up there in a second. But I'm like, huh?
Like, so he had no plates or bowls, nothing.
Here's the thing. The picture isn't that alarming because I feel like everyone eats chili in a paper plate or a paper bowl. That's not the alarming thing. The alarming thing is that he doesn't have any real dishware.
Why is that alarming, though? See, I don't think it's alarming. Well, 833-563-2539. Obviously, like, as far as the environment, this guy's not very green. He's not, you know, good for the environment. He's filling up landfills with paper. Okay, I think you can get over that.
I mean, at 30, almost 30 29. Years old, 30 almost, to not have plates. You can get plates for like $10 at Target.
Okay,
like
but maybe
stack of plates.
But to be fair though, maybe he likes the convenience of just like one and done. You don't have to wash it. You don't have to spend the energy bill on water.
But to not even have any, that is so bizarre. I get it. Like if you are in a rush or, you know, like sometimes like my mom wants a low key night. She's like, hey, like, you know, we are just having pizza. Like, let's just use paper plates, whatever. She wants a low key night so she doesn't like have to do the dishes, whatever. But to not even have them, that is so bizarre and so weird.
So, okay, you have Jewel Daddy, your boyfriend, now. You guys have been together for over a year, Liv. Let's say you go to his house for the first time and you eat something and you open up. You're like, wow, you don't have any plates or silverware. Everything you have is plastic and paper.
I would be like, are you 19? Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. You are almost 30? That is a problem and that is an issue. I know, like, you should be able to, one, afford it. And two, like, have the decency to just want to be a grown adult and own dishes.
See, what the thing is, the impression. So your environment, that tells a person a lot about you. Like when you get into someone's car, if it's a huge mess, or if you go to someone's, like you're saying, maybe he just wants one and done. That probably means he's either lazy or cheap because he doesn't want to ever do the dishes. That tells about somebody. So when you go to someone's place, it doesn't have to be super lavish and luxury, but like how they keep it, the pieces they've selected, that tells a lot about the person. So you're learning about them. So if you go to a place that's like, you know, there's like just chaos and stuff everywhere and it's dirty and they have no plates, that tells
this was not chaotic. It was just paper plates in a little cabinet.
So does he not have a dishwasher?
I don't know about that. I didn't get that far, and I don't even know if she does.
Okay, so I used to not have a dishwasher, so I would occasionally use paper plates and paper bowls just because I didn't have a dishwasher and I had 3 jobs. So it was just really hard for me to find the time to be able to like wash all of my dishes and stuff. So I wanted as little as possible. So I would occasionally use paper plates and paper bowls and sometimes plastic utensils. But that's because I didn't have a dishwasher and I was working 3 jobs. Like, I feel like there's not really...
Well, it's just like if you go in, a dude just has an air mattress and doesn't have a real bed, you're like,
I don't think those two are comparable. I would say...
I do.
Okay, well, let's see, because obviously we're going to disagree. Okay. 833-563-2539. And it could be the same thing. Guys, you go to a girl's place, you're like, wait, all she has is paper plates and bowls and plastic silverware. 833-563-2539. Is that a reason not to go on another date? Is that really that alarming? Or is it just, hey, they're kind of cool, man. You know, all right, all right, all right. We'll talk to you next. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. This guy, he's 29, and the photo's up on our Facebook, Radio Now 100.9 if you're in Indy, or Radio Now Houston if you're in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now. I think it's also up on our Instagram story, too. You can vote on the poll to search for Joe McKenzie. So many ways to be part of the show. And this girl went on a date with him, and she's like, oh, I don't think I'll do another date, because she went to the house. They had some chili to watch some football over the weekend. And I guess not just for the chili, but for everything, he had paper bowls and paper plates. For silverware, didn't have real utensils. He just had like the fork, the knife, and the spoon package.
Right. So that was kind of the deal breaker for her. I was just saying, I mean, you shouldn't judge, but you do, like when you're trying to get to know someone, like you do, like the clothes they wear, what's in their place. It tells you about that person.
All right. Let's go this morning to Lindsay, who I don't believe is my wife. Hey, Lindsay, you're on Joe McKenzie.
This is not your wife.
Do you wish you were my wife?
No, I'm not. So I'm 25, my fiance's 26, and we have 2 boys, and we have glass plates and glass bowls.
Yeah.
But we use paper plates and plastic silverware literally every single day, and the only reason why we would use glass plates is because we're out of paper plates.
You're like, crap, wait till we restock.
Is it just because you don't want to do dishes?
Yeah, and it's also easier. And my fiance throws, like when he takes his lunch to work, he freaking throws away the silverware all the time. So
we're
just too lazy to go out and buy regular silverware. So we just buy all the plastic and just throw everything away and be done with it.
I love it, Lindsay. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. Let's go to Jim this morning. Hey, Jim, you're on Joe and McKenzie. What's your situation?
Well, I'm 35. I own glass plates, glass bowls, and glass glasses that I bought 15 years ago and cutlery. I spent like $250 on it. I never use it unless I have somebody over to the house. I'm a paper bowl, paper plate kind of guy. But when I do have a date, I want them to think I'm fancy. I want them to think that I've got some type of class. So, of course, I'm going to break out the glass stuff for them.
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, Jim, you and everybody else, you don't have to have glass to have class, okay? That's just a fact.
It's the slogan of the day.
Yes.
Hey. But then that's not really you. So when will you bust out that you like paper stuff?
All the time.
But like, so you'll first have your date over and use the good stuff, but then later you're just like...
This is the real me.
Then you'll reveal your true self.
No, for my girlfriend, she can always use use the glass stuff. But okay. For me, I'm going to use paper because I'm very heavy-handed. I've broken a lot of plates, and when I spent all this money 15 years ago, they're supposed to be anti-break plates, and I'm afraid I'm going to break them.
Makes sense.
Hey, Jim, thank you for calling in. We'll go to Jake. We got a lot of J's this morning. Hey, Jake, you're on Joe McKenzie.
Hey. I'd say, first off, I don't know if it's a red flag, but it's something she should probably take note of. I think she should still give him another date, but I was thinking maybe he had just had a recent breakup and his girlfriend took all the cutlery because it was hers to begin with.
Oh, you know what? That's a good point because we're bringing up he's 29. So I'm not saying he was married, but he could have been in a serious relationship and got to take all the good stuff.
That's genius.
So just keep that in mind.
Dang. Thanks for the knowledge, Jake. Really, another Jay. Justin, you're on Joe and McKenzie. What's up, Justin?
Paper plates, you know, plastic cutlery, not that big of a deal to me. I'd be more concerning if he had like a professionally lit porn collection on display or adult toys strung out across his apartment or even a mattress on the floor or an air mattress.
Yes. That's kind of honestly the equivalent, I would say, of an air mattress, like paper stuff.
Hey, Justin, thank you for calling in to Joe McKenzie. We'll wrap it up with Josh. Josh, what do you think here? The paper plates, she says, total turnoff.
Well, you know, honestly, I've got glass plates and silverware and a dishwasher, the whole nine yards. But if I could use a paper plate every time, I absolutely would. I hate the sound of silverware on glass plates. It sets my teeth on edge.
I agree with you.
Maybe he's just like that. Maybe he just can't stand it.
Josh, I agree with you. Honestly, like, you can see the photo on our Facebook pages. I would rather just go, not even with a paper plate, but a paper bowl. You can put everything in there. It's like the one-stop. Like, all you need, like, when we go to my mom's, I know she's going to have paper plates and paper bowls. I just know that's what it's going to be for the holidays.
For Thanksgiving?
For Thanksgiving, Christmas, a wedding, I mean, whatever it is.
Kiki would die. My mom is like Martha Stewart. Like, everything is like, she's like multiple sets of everything.
Get this out of here!
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Last week was not a good week for Live the Web Girl when we did Dare Dice. Will things be different? We're going to go live on Instagram, and we want you to be there to watch the action as it goes down. So follow us right now, Joe and McKenzie, and we will roll the die. Coming up after Selena Gomez, Lose You to Love Me. Dare Dice. It is about to go down here. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Going live on Instagram, it is Joe and McKenzie. Give us a follow so you can see what's happening as we do that. Are we ready to roll the die?
Yes, and we say die because there's not one but not two. So last week, Joe implemented another dice into the mix. This is really fun. So we have two die, which makes things very interesting.
All right. Do we want you to go first, Liv, or what do you want to do since you lost last week?
I'm going to go first to get it over with.
All right. Come on over here. Are we live right now, Chloe? All right, cool. Let's do it. Live on Instagram. Whoa, take it easy there, Rolly McRolly.
Wow, what just happened?
One die at a time.
That was crazy. I just saw Snuggie coming at me.
I know. Liv is like so on edge right now. She's like about to have a breakdown.
Wow.
All right, first dice.
Oh, my
gosh. The highest score is what you want. The lowest, not good. A five. Woo! That is a solid number
to
roll.
Nice.
Unless you get one next.
Oh, poor Chad with a positive encouragement. Gotta love him. A two.
Not bad. Not bad. Seven total.
I'm pretty sure I got seven last time, I feel like. Or no, I got five last time.
Okay.
That's not
bad.
I'm going to go second.
Oh, wow.
Ladies first, Joe. Okay. We'll do one at a time. I'm scared. I feel like these dice kit, I have a holy shirt.
They go right into your shirt?
They go right in my shirt. Okay. Come on. Because I feel like this is going to be a Thanksgiving. We're going to do Thanksgiving-themed challenges.
That's
so
a possibility. That's definitely. I have a couple ideas I'll put in there for Thanksgiving.
Okay. My first one is a four.
You need at least a three to tie. Liv, you liking this?
Oh, yeah. Sorry,
three to tie. Four to be safe.
Come on.
She rolled a two.
I have six.
Six. Liv, the web girl. You are now safe this week.
Man, okay, I only have six.
Wow.
Okay.
Chops, do you want to go?
Okay. All right.
I'm in.
Poor Chop, walking on over.
I do not like this. I mean, it's better than a one and a one, I suppose, but not good.
Okay. Poor Chop putting the one number on the skull. Here we go. Listen closely.
Scared.
Oh, a two is his first number.
Oh, no. A two.
Poor Chop.
Dude, I know why it was a two. Because did you see me? I set a dice on top of the skull head, and I set it down, and the two was showing.
So you need to be a six, so you need to have a five.
So now I just put a six on the skull head, so now that means I'm going to roll a six. All right, here we go. If that works, isn't that crazy? Please roll a six, baby. Oh, no.
I did it! Poor Chop rolled back-to-back two.
I got doubles! I get to roll a pick someone, right?
That's tomorrow.
And
it's only if you call it. You have to say, I'm going to roll two.
Darn it. Once again, these are all new ideas we could do. For example, I'm thinking out loud. We're trying to make this more exciting and like have a change up. Maybe next week, because we're not doing it down the spot, but if you do roll doubles, like, 1-1 or 2-2 or 3-3, you can re-roll again.
Okay.
But not today.
Okay. So Chops.
So you have a four.
Chops, you could luck out. He could get a 2-1 or Joe could get a 1-1 and then you're
one,
safe.
1-1.
Shut
one
up.
And one.
Here we go. Rolling the die. Let's beat it with one. It is a two.
Oh, you could tie.
He could roll a one next.
The girls are safe. This is so exciting.
So hold on. I need a two to tie and have a roll off.
Yes.
Three to be clear. One, I'm the big loser. Yeah.
Okay. Come on, it all comes down to this.
Yes!
What was it?
I rolled a five. Aww. I got a seven. Pork chop. You face the box of shame tomorrow.
I haven't done the box of shame in over a month when I had to go out on the highway and work out in my boxers.
It's Thanksgiving edition, so it's going to have something to do probably with
being thankful.
Yes!
No, we're going to make you wear a raw turkey on your head.
Yeah, turkey head. We had pumpkin head. Now it's turkey head.
I'm just joking. That is very...
Legal won't let us
grab
do that.
Grab my gizzards. No. No, according to our boss, we have to sign waivers now when we do things. That's why we had to pull down our one video from last week that had the most views and comments ever. True story. So,
okay,
get a waiver form just in case, depending on the
just
pun.
Just in case what?
Just in case I die?
Just in case you have to stick your tongue to a pole.
We have to draw out of the box of shame tomorrow. So as Mackenzie brought up, I like the idea of a Thanksgiving theme. Your suggestions, if you want to DM on to us, maybe we can put them in the box of shame for tomorrow. It's Joan Mackenzie.
Think of all the Thanksgiving treats, pies, turkey, mashed potatoes. I mean, there's so many options.
Yay.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
That is how you do Dare Dice. Coming up next on Joan Mackenzie, someone on the show needs an escape plan. They have a date, and they need a guaranteed safe way to get out if things go downhill fast. Who is it? Probably the person giggling in the background, not saying anything. We're going to try to help Mackenzie or whoever needs help next. Joe and Mackenzie, yeah, sounds like I smoke a pack of
day.
It hurts when I talk. Okay, sorry. Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now, and hold on, this is the wrong music. Poor chap, I told you I needed the Mackenzie music.
Is this official?
Poor chap, it's McKay. Get me out of here. I gotta get away. 833-563-2539. We're opening this thing up right now. Mackenzie will explain more in detail and try to downplay this, but I'm going to give you the real perspective. As far as I know, she's got a hot date tonight. And as far as she knows, things are going to go well. She's excited about it from what I hear. But as everybody knows, man and woman, you need to have an escape plan. How are you bailing out of a date if it goes sideways?
Right, so Chopsies was like, hey, do you have your escape route, your plan? And I was like, huh? And then he really got me thinking, every date you go on, you do need an escape plan. You need, if something's going awry, if you got to bust out of there for some reason, you need someone to text you, someone to call you. I'm not saying that I'm going to need that tonight, but I feel like every date you should have one in your back pocket.
And it's not even just like a pure safety issue. Of course, you should be conscious of what you're doing, where you're going, and let people know. But it's just like, okay, this person's a stage 5 clinger, or they're creepy, or their breath is so bad, I'm about to pass out.
And you're like you got to bounce, and you got to get out of there. You need S.O.S.
Help. So what is something you could recommend for Mackenzie or maybe your fellow audience member that's listening? And if guys, if you have any of these too, I'd love to hear from you because we always hear women with escape plans, but I'm sure there's a guy that's been out on a date with maybe another guy or another girl and you're like, how do I get out of this misery?
Like, do you have a code word that you text your friend to call you or anything like that? And then you take the call like, oh, I'm sorry. I gotta go.
My experience, I am a married man now, but I know when I was dating, it was a struggle to get a girl to go on more than one or two dates with me. I just apparently was not that desirable. Hard to believe, I know.
Aww.
But I swear I had at least two or three incidences in the day where I don't know what it was, but a girl would get a text message, say she has to go call somebody, then come back and say she had to leave. So
that happened to you? You were on the receiving end?
Two or three times in my life that's happened.
Aww, that makes me sad.
It's all right. I got to take the food home, so whatever. I got the doggy bag. Who's the loser now? But that's what happened to me.
So
it sucked on my end, but that seemed to be a good technique because they were out of there within like 30, 40 minutes. So that was...
You just reminded me of one. I was on the receiving end one time. Aww. Someone said they just got a text that their friend was in a car accident and they had to go help them. And me, being me, I was like, oh my gosh, I used to be a firefighter. Like, do you want me to come help?
Like, no, they already have firefighters on scene.
It was at
3 a.m. What did they say? Were they like, no, we're good.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, that's so sad. I had a friend who went on a blind date and he never came. And she was like, well, actually, I've had two friends, my other buddy and my guy friend called her out on social media. It was like, I'm sitting here. She didn't show up. So he thought that she showed up, saw him and just me kept going. And that's so sad. Oh. People are terrible these days.
I can just imagine Pork Chop on that date. Oh, no. I got to go. They're on the phone and they had an accident. I can't believe this.
It was a test.
So in college, a big thing for a lot of my guy friends and also a lot of my girlfriends, when they needed escape plans for the next morning, if they like had a shacker spend the night and they couldn't get them to leave, they need an escape plan to like be able to be like, hey, I need to leave my house.
Get out of my
bed. You need to leave my house. Like, they always need an escape plan for that. And so my one girlfriend would always say, oh yeah, the next morning she'd be like, oh yeah, my parents are coming into town. They're going to be here in about like 30 to 45 minutes, because she said nothing will get a guy out of your bed quicker than mentioning your parents.
I'd be like, I can't wait to meet him.
Yeah.
Yay! Pork chop. Like, oh my gosh, great. I'll make the ring.
833-563-2539. Share with us your escape plan, or maybe you needed one time and it didn't work. 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
What is your escape plan? You got a date. McKenzie does tonight. And hopefully everything will go well, Mackenzie, but what is your plan right now to escape? What are you doing to get out of this thing if it goes terrible?
Obviously, I wouldn't accept a date from someone that I didn't feel like it would go well, but I don't really have an escape plan, so I guess I'll listen to what people have to say.
Please help Mackenzie out here. We want to make sure she's got a fail
I'm sure I won't need
plan.
One, but just in case.
Just in case. Shelly, thank you for calling in at 833-563-2539. You got an escape plan, or what do you want to say?
I do. I fully believe in the male because I went into a date and I didn't have an escape plan. I had to create one really quick. It was actually, I invited him back to my house. I was silly and stupid. And he got really creepy. Like, we made dinner and he's like, well, I'm just going to hang out here. I'm like, well, no, not you're not. So I had to have a friend, like, I snuck away and texted her, said, give me an excuse, like, text me at 8:10, like, at a certain time. And so she called and said that my son fell and was really injured.
Oh, no, don't say that about your kid.
He was fine. I had to get out of it.
I like that
it.
She's laughing.
He's like, don't worry. I'm a paramedic. I'm coming with you.
That is the thing. You have to go somewhere, because I feel like when it gets to like someone's place, it's harder to get someone out or for you, you know?
Yes. And so the whole time, and he's like, well, you know, he's probably not that hurt. Are you kidding me?
Oh.
So I'm just trying not to laugh because it's just all fake.
Wow.
And then I had to take him home because he didn't have a car.
Was this before Uber or Lyft? Because I would have said, get out of here, Shacker. You got to go.
He was kind of like Malibu's most wanted.
Malibu's most wanted.
Jeez. Shelly, thank you for calling in this morning. Surprise, things didn't work out with you two. Angel, hey, good morning. You're on Joe and Mackenzie. What do you want to say?
Hey, so I had a fail-safe plan, and it failed miserably.
What happened?
I was out on a date. I was actually really excited, and I was hyped up. She hyped me up for the day. She's like, oh, I'm coming. Everything was going well. And she ended up bringing her parents.
What?
Yeah. She brought her parents, and it was terribly awkward.
Well, okay, let me ask you this. I'm just thinking now. Did the parents pay for the meal?
They ended up paying for the meal, most definitely, because I left.
Oh, no. Well, see, I would have stuck through it, then left. Like, if mom and dad are there, it's like, you're getting this, right, Pops?
That is so awkward, though.
Their parents were weird, though. They weren't those, I don't know. It was just, they were giving off a weird vibe.
And so how did you get out of there? Were you just like, I got to go?
I got up and left because my failsafe didn't work. The person I had a failsafe with, he's like, yeah, I'll answer if anything goes wrong. This man did not answer for anything.
He didn't answer. He left you hanging.
Yeah.
Dang, that sucks.
He left me hanging. Angel. So basically, my advice would be to have someone that will actually pick up and be there for you, not someone that will just say that he is going to and just leaves you there.
No flakes.
Yeah, no kidding. Angel, thank you for calling in. You know what I just thought of? I know you don't have a twin, Mackenzie, but what if you're like, and it's like, what's wrong? It's like you just grab something. You're like, something's wrong with my twin. Like, what? Like, and to say you have a connection, like, grab your stomach.
So
like,
weird.
I've got to go. I got to go. Oh, no. Sydney, I'm on my way. It's like, what? It's like, oh, I have a twin named Sydney. We feel things. Because twins feel things for each other. This is a real escape plan.
Joe, that is so out of left field.
Exactly. Can't fact check that one.
Oh, my twin.
Daniel, hey, good morning. You're on Joe Mackenzie.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
I'm trying to help Mackenzie out. I'm surprised we don't have a lot of plans. Apparently, this is a hard thing to do.
People are saying their plans are failing them left and right.
So this is what you do. You get up and you walk away with a blanket stare on your face. Don't say anything. Don't give them any excuse. Have your Uber ready and just get up, walk away, and then you don't have to make up an excuse for the next date. They know you don't want to go back out with them. It's that easy.
Now, hold on.
So you're saying give them a death stare as I walk away to my Uber?
Just death stare them all the way to the Uber. All the way.
So
walk
intense.
Backwards if you have to, and then just get in the Uber and don't ever talk to them.
You're just feeling around with your hand as you're walking backwards. Make sure you don't hit anything. Like, oh, wrong door. Still making eye contact. I'm being dominant. I'm the dominant one.
Exactly. Now, I ended this. Remember that.
Did you actually do this on a date, or did this happen to you with someone?
I'm crying because I'm picturing doing this.
No, but I really want to do this.
All right, pork chop, go on a date with Daniel so we can get this over and see if it works. Hey, thank you for calling in. So, okay, we have ideas and suggestions. Thanks, everybody,
clearly,
for that.
Clearly, the death stare is the standout.
But
I think
what are you, okay, for real, what are you doing tonight?
Who wants to be my lifeline?
Chops.
In this room.
I mean, I used to be an Uber driver, so I could, like, you know, I have an Uber sticker.
Are you working tonight? Like, are you available?
I mean, my car's unregistered, so no.
You are so screwed. Your plan sucks.
Okay, I'm going to figure this out. I don't think I'm going to need it. I really don't.
I have a great idea. Okay, in your phone, change my name to Lulu, and I'll text you and be like, Mommy, I'm home throwing up. Oh, look, my daughter.
I told you it was a bad idea to leave me alone with all this candy corn that was left over from Halloween.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
I'm trying to assemble a marriage panel here. If you're a married man or a married woman, I'd like for you to call in right now. Just get a few more people on the line. 833-563-2539. I saw this, I guess, over 150,000 people took an online poll, and it was about marriage habits and what is acceptable in a marriage. In what is unacceptable in a marriage. Mackenzie, you were married. I'm currently married. And I just am interested to see if we have a little panel here. I got like, I think, five or six things I kind of pulled out of this survey.
Okay.
Which I was like, I wonder where everybody falls on this one. Because obviously me, just knowing me, I'm probably more acceptable with a lot of things. I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Yes, you're pretty chill. Yeah, we want your opinion if we're like, okay, is this acceptable to you or not?
Okay, 833-563-2539. Let's say good morning to Kathy. Hey, Kathy, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. Welcome to the marriage panel.
Thank you. I am glad to be here.
Now, how long have you been married, Kathy?
19 years.
Wow.
Almost 19.
Okay, she's congratulations. She has experience. This is great.
Real quick, we'll get into this.
Yeah, this is marriage number two, so I'm an expert.
Okay, yes, you've been around the block. There you go. Any advice on what makes a good marriage?
Not sweating the little things and just, it's going to be what it's going to be. Just let it go. It's no big deal. Whatever it is. As long as there's no cheating involved or back secrets and stuff like that, it's whatever.
All right, cool. We got Kathy locked in there. Let's say good morning to Christina. Hi, Christina. You are also on the marriage panel this morning. Hi.
Hi.
How long have you been married?
3.5 years.
Okay.
Ooh, so relatively newlywed, kind of.
Yeah, we've been together for like 9 years, though.
So. Oh, wow. So that's a long time to be with somebody. You really got to learn like the good and the bad about them. All right. Yeah. And we're going to get one more person on our marriage panel this morning. Let's say good morning to Lauren. Hey, Lauren, how long have you been married?
I've been married 1 year so far.
Oh, a real newlywed.
No
All
kidding.
Right.
You got that newlywed
glow.
Smell. Okay.
Say glow.
I'll come to each one of you, and we are going to ask a question, and then I just want to get the group's decision so we can make an official thing. Pork chop, I need to write these official answers down, okay, of whether we're acceptable or unacceptable. Here we go. Question number one for everyone, including Mackenzie and myself. Joe, I'll go to you each. Is it okay to pass gas in front of your spouse? Let's go to Mackenzie this morning. Is it okay to fart?
Yes, I feel like that is when you really have reached that comfort level with each other.
I will also say it's okay to toot in front of the one you love.
I love that you said toot. That's what I say. rubbing off on you.
Lauren, what do you think?
Yes, it's okay, but at a respectful level. Like, try not to, but if you have to, it's all good.
Like, silence it or muffle it? What do you mean?
Like, if you're struggling, go outside for a little bit, and then, you know. But I know sometimes you can't do that.
Okay. Kathy, what do you think? Is it okay to toot?
No.
Whoa. No tooting in okay. Kathy's house. And Christina?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, so overwhelming, I'd say it's okay, right?
Yep, four are okay with it, one is not.
Okay, I feel like Kathy's going to be the very conservative voter here today for our different things. Let's see. Would you be okay if they stayed out all night with their friends? Let's go to Christina this morning. Is that okay or no?
I think it's okay if like he's in communication with me about where he's at and like what he's doing and stuff. I mean, if he was just like, hey, I'm going out at like, you know, 9, and then I didn't hear from him again until the morning, no. But
what about you? Okay, what about you, Kathy? What do you think?
Oh, heck no.
All right, Lauren, what do you think?
No way, not at this point.
Okay, Mackenzie, what do you think? Is it okay if they stay out all night with their friends?
No, not at that point. It's like you do that when you're single and you do whatever you want.
Well, I'm going to represent for all my fellas. I'm going to say yes. As long as I know you're staying out, that's totally fine.
Oh, honey, your life's going to change when you have kids.
Poor
child. If you and Lindsay have kids, you're in for a rude awakening.
Acceptable or not acceptable?
3-2, unacceptable.
Interesting. Okay. I'm not going to ask the poop question because we already talked about farts. Oh, this is a good one because guys never know what to do. Is it okay to tell white lies to make each other feel better? I'm going to say yes. It is actually, as a man, you're required to lie to your wife.
Like?
Do I look good in this dress? Yes. Like, I can't say, no, you look bad.
Why is that a white lie? So if she doesn't look good, you wouldn't say, honey, maybe that other one's more flattering?
Nope. And I wouldn't even have the brains to think of saying that on the spot. I'm not that good of an improver.
You just
so
say, yep.
I'd be like, yep, looks good. What about you, Mackenzie? Is it okay to tell a little white lie to make the other person feel better?
Lying. I hate lying. I guess it's the degree. But you want to make someone
feel... It's a white lie. Come on, give me an answer.
I guess yes.
Okay.
A little white lie.
Kathy, what do you think? Is it okay to tell a little white lie and make them feel better?
Okay, this is on so many levels. Like, oh my gosh, I love this Christmas present, and you find it in the back of the closet 6 years years later, that's a white lie. Oh. But do I look good in this dress and, you know, or does this tie look good on me? No, you need to change that tie. No, I mean, there's so many levels. You just can't say white lie for this and white lie for that, because your white lies will turn into big lies.
Okay, Lauren, what do you think?
Oh, wait, she didn't pick
one. Oh, sorry. I thought Kathy said no. Is it okay, Kathy?
That's a maybe. I don't know. Like I said, it's a maybe.
Okay.
There's degrees of lie. That is hard.
Lauren, what do you think?
Slippery no, slip. Just be honest. Use some people skills. You don't have to be mean about things. But yeah, you should absolutely be honest, because what she said, if you tell one lie, it's so easy to tell another. So no.
What I wouldn't do to have one other man on this panel to back me up. Christina, what do you think? Is it okay to tell a little white lie to make the other person feel better?
No, just be honest. I mean, I'd rather him tell me, like, no, you should wear a different dress.
All right, we need, Kathy, you can't abstain from this vote. We need a yes, it's okay, or a no, it's not.
No, it is not okay.
So it is unacceptable for a white lie.
I have one last question, Chops, okay? And I want everybody to answer this, get to your point quickly. Is it okay to fantasize about being married to someone else? Is it okay to fantasize about being married to someone else? I'm going to say yes, it is okay.
Have you fantasized about being married to someone else? Married to someone else, or just flipping pancakes with someone else, Joe?
For the purpose of this, I'm going to say married to someone else. Mackenzie, what
we
say you?
We know what you're really saying. No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't fantasize about being married to someone else when you're married to the person you chose to be married to.
But is it okay to fantasize about flipping pancakes with someone else while you're married, do you think?
Yes.
Yeah, I think yes if you don't act on it.
All right, now we have a two-part question. Let's go to Lauren. Lauren, is it okay to fantasize about being married to somebody else, also to flip pancakes with them?
No to both. No. In our society, there's just way too much temptation. So just no. Just be faithful to your spouse. Try to, you know, keep your eyes on what's important. And so just no.
Kathy and Indy, what do you think?
Oh, man. Joe, you've got some really hard questions. Because, you know, I am married to, like, The Rock in my dreams and Enrique Iglesias. And, you know, I've got all kinds
of honey.
But Joe Blow down the street? No, I would never fantasize about Joe Blow down the street or Peter down the street or whatever his name is. No, but I mean, you know, your movie stars and stuff like that, I guess that's okay.
So that's cool.
That's never going to happen.
Hey, Kathy, what did you not do in your first marriage that you're doing in this marriage that's making it work?
I am not letting him call the shot.
Oh, gosh.
I am equal in this one. I am not bowing down to nothing. If I don't like it, I say it.
We wrap it up now. Those are some good words with Christina. What do you think, Christina? Is it okay to fantasize about being married to someone else or maybe even flipping pancakes with them?
Marriage, no. I mean, like, you chose who you were married with. I love my husband so much. I couldn't imagine being married to anybody else ever, ever. The flipping pancakes thing, I mean, honestly, are we all going to sit here and say, like, no, that's never happened before? I just think that would be a big lie.
Hey, we appreciate Christina, Kathy, and Lauren this morning. Ladies, thank you for being on the marriage panel.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All we need is the newlywed music to, like, leave now.
Your phone cut out, but okay. Hey, thank you all for calling in this morning.
Yes, that was great insight. It really was.
So wait, is everybody telling me they're not, like, thinking about, like, other people hooking up with?
Well, it seems like everyone was okay with that. It's just not okay to...
See, I'm honest and people judge me for that, but I'll be straight up, guys. I had a fantasy... Well, I had a dream about a coworker of ours, female, coming on to me. And, like, she knew I was married and I kept on trying to resist her.
Then what happened?
It was in the back of the car.
Then what happened?
I tried to resist.
Who was it?
D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
It amazes me if you get busted by the cops and you got drugs. I don't care if you got marijuana or meth, whatever you have, if you're not supposed to have it, they're going to figure it out. They're gonna find it.
Yes. You should know that, right? Before you try to keister or hide or whatever, they're gonna find it.
So funny to hear you say keister. That's a real word.
That's like a really fun word. I don't know why. Don't do it.
Yeah, don't. And by the way, don't ever Easter keister. Don't ever do that.
I don't even know what that means.
Oh, I'll show you a video.
No.
So there was a man. He was arrested for possession of meth. And he got in even more trouble after officers at a Florida jail found more meth hidden in his belly button.
Ew.
Yeah. Police were called to a McDonald's after employees said the 380-pound man, wow, that's my size, was acting kind of strange. When officers arrived, they searched the man and they found a hypodermic needle filled with meth. That's dangerous. Luckily, they didn't poke him or stab him. Once he was taken to jail, the man was searched again and officers found a bag filled with 2.7 grams of meth hidden in his belly button cavity. That's a big belly
button.
How
much do you think you could fit in your belly button?
I don't know. I mean, I'd like to try something else besides meth if that's allowed. Can I do like some sugar or something?
No, it has to be meth.
Fine, I'll bring my meth in and we'll try it tomorrow. He's now facing several felony drug-related charges. That right there is your dummy of the day.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmckenzie.com.
So, I love Live the Web Girl's parents, Mama and Papa C., but apparently they're kind of secretive people. At least one of them is.
Yeah, I found out my mom was low-key hiding something from my dad for years.
833-563-2539. We will find out. I want to get to the bottom of what's happening with Liv's parents, but what did you hide from your significant other? Maybe it's still being done right now. You can be anonymous. Ooh. 833-563-2539. That's coming up in less than 10 minutes here. We're Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
I heard this from Liv the Web Girl and I said, what? There's no way your mom or dad could be hiding something from each other. But apparently, they have been hiding something from their significant other. And we want to know from you, what did you hide? Or maybe you're currently hiding it. You could be anonymous. Just tell intern Chloe you don't want to, you know, say your name. You want to be anonymous when you call us at 833-563-2539. So, Liv the Web Girl, please tell me it's not so that Mama C or Papa C has been, keeping things on the DL?
Kind of, yeah. So my mom has been hiding something from my dad, not even fully on purpose. Like, she's trying to, like, go behind his back. But I guess, like, he just, like, didn't know, and it was just something they didn't talk about. But basically, my mom has been hiding an envelope of hard cash in, like, I guess, one of her drawers.
Okay.
And so she's just kept storing it, like, over the years. So, like, if my dad were to win, like, a big golf tournament, or would win like big money at this like blackjack table or something when they would go to Vegas, whatever it was, they would always split the winnings down the middle. Or like my grandparents used to give my parents like a check for Christmas or whatever. So whatever it was, they would always split it down the middle. And my mom has just saved hers over the years where like my dad has like used it for things.
So what are we talking here? Is it like a couple $100? Is it a couple $1,000? What level? Because it matters if it's like $100 or if it's like $8,000.
I'm going to assume it's probably in the couple thousands.
Okay.
Because she's been a
significant amount.
Yeah. And so she's just been like, you know, having it in a envelope, whatever. And like she was even going to surprise him with a trip with it. But either way, my mom was like, yeah, like, you know what? I'm going to pay for this dinner just out of the money I have. My dad was like, what money you have? Like, what do you mean? Because they have joint bank accounts. My mom has been a stay-at-home mother for, 30 years. So he's like, what do you mean what money? What money? She's like, I don't know. I've just saved money over the years. He's like, what? You're hiding this from me? And she goes, I don't mean to, but yeah, I just have it just in case. I don't know if I want to surprise you or if I want to use it for something. Like, it's just my money and I just have it. And it just happens to be hard cash.
I think every woman, especially if they're a stay-at-home mom or if it's a stay-at-home dad, should have like a rainy day fund.
Like a runaway fund? Like, get the heck out of here?
I mean, an oh shoot fund, if you will. Yes. I mean, because you need to have like a couple of nights hotel stay. You need to have, you know, just something in case things go awry.
Hold on a second. When you were married, did you have this?
Not to that extent. Okay. I mean, because I did like a bunch of, not really. I should have. I mean, like now, in retrospect, that would have been nice. But no. But I do recommend that. Because I know so many women that honestly are trapped in terrible relationships and they can't get out because of finances. They have no money. Like, no, they, and he would cut off access and they're trapped.
That sucks. Does anybody else have something that they were hiding or keeping from their significant other? Like a little secret? 833-563-2539.
So I'm going to say this right now just because I know my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, is not listening, but I have this thing called a squatty potty.
Love those.
Do you know what that
is,
Mackenzie?
Yes, the squatty potty is awesome.
Yeah, so it basically just, you know, was a little assister, a little kind of like stool, bench thing, I don't know, for your feet to assist you going to the restroom sometimes.
I've always wanted one.
I have one, and
really?
I love it.
All right, this is what you're getting for Christmas.
My best friend got it for me for Christmas years ago, and I love it. And even though me and my boyfriend have been dating a year and a half, I still, till this day, whenever he comes over, I take my squatty potty and either hide it in my closet or I'll hide it in the bathroom. So my boyfriend has no idea that I even own a squatty potty because I'm way too embarrassed about it.
That's so funny. But it's like in the natural way you go.
Exactly. You know? Like it brings back to caveman days.
Joe, I feel like you would be livid if you discovered she had like $6,000 like stashed in her underwear drawer.
Oh my God. I'd be like, hey, we have bills to pay. Why is this stocked up? Yeah, I would be really upset. I would have a big problem with that. Lindsay, you got any money saved up? What are you doing? What about you, Chops? Would you like? You were like in a 7-year relationship, and I know you're in a new one now. Like, how do you feel? Or did you have anything along the way?
Dude, I don't have anything to even hide. Like, yeah, hide my fake money.
You don't have anything? Like, no, not even like a picture of your ex or a stuffed animal from your ex or something.
I feel
like,
well, hold on though. Let me tap on the money thing. I feel like I bet there's somebody listening, and we'd love to hear from you. Where they hid how much money, how much debt they had.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Like, they don't want to do
that's
that.
That's so true. I bet that. I bet.
Or, do you think somebody hit a kid maybe? Ooh.
I had a friend hide that she was a virgin. Ooh. For a while. She just said, you know, like, no, I want to take it slow, whatever. And he just thought it was, like, you know, going to happen eventually. And then finally, like, 3 months down the line, she's like, okay, wait, no, I've been hiding this, but, like, I actually am a virgin.
There's a guy who hid, and I understand because it's embarrassing, but he could not rise to the occasion.
Oh.
And he would blame, and he would just kept putting it off. And the girl's stunning. And she was just like, guys, something's wrong with me. Like, he's not even trying. And come to find out, he was just hiding that, which I understand for a male, that can be an issue. But I feel like he should have been honest because she felt like it was her in the relationship. Like, he wasn't attracted to her. Like, and really was his issue. He wouldn't be honest about it.
833-563-2539. Be honest. You can even be anonymous if need be. What did you hide, or maybe what are you currently hiding from your significant other? It's Joe and Mackenzie. Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. We want to know, what did you hide from your significant other? The web girl found out, and apparently her dad did too, that their mom had some money stored away, cashed away on the side from Christmas that she had, like up into the thousands of dollars over the years she saved up. And we also found out, because Live the Web Girl's boyfriend's not listening, she's got a secret squatty potty. Where do you hide this? Like, mm-hmm. In the bathtub? Where's it go?
Yeah, so like if he's coming over, I'll either hide it in my closet and like shut the door, or I will hide it in the bathtub so like the shower curtain is like covering it.
Have you guys gone to the bathroom though? I mean, you guys have been together for a while, so mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, he knows. Like, have you been with him when you had a go-go?
Oh, I mean, okay. I go, yeah, definitely. Definitely. And you can always tell he's like way more, you always can tell with him because it's like, whoa, Colton's disappeared for about 20 minutes. And you're like, where has he got? Like, it takes him a while.
I feel like it's weird, too, when you're new and you're kind of dating. And, like, if, say, you go away for a weekend or something and you're, like, staying in the... It's, like, so awkward. So I had a total conversation with my girlfriends about it. We're like, what do you do if you have to, like, go? And you don't want to. It's so that you, like, turn on the shower or something. Like, you go in the restroom, but you have to make it, like...
Mackenzie, are you taking a shower right now? Do you need a towel? Do you need a towel? A washcloth?
Because it's like
fine.
So awkward.
833-563-2539. Anonymous, what'd you want to share?
Yeah, so I'm pretty boring, but I had a cousin who passed away pretty suddenly at the age of 30 a couple of years ago. And he had a child and a significant other that was in his life that we knew about. But then a couple days after he passed, this Facebook post came up on his page. Rest in peace to the father of my child, and we had no idea who this person was.
What?
What?
Didn't show up to the funeral, didn't see them, but there is another child out there that we have no idea who it is.
That's insane.
It's like a soap opera.
Dun, dun, dun. That's kind of what happened. That's what happened at my dad's funeral when he passed away like 11 years ago. We're up there and like we're by the casket, me and my brother, my mom, even though my parents weren't together anymore. And this guy comes up with a kid and I didn't recognize him. But then again, there's a lot of people I didn't recognize. And he's like, oh, hey, where are your I'm your half brother. I'm like, excuse me?
Oh, my God.
And I don't know. It's been 11 years. Like now with like DNA kits and Ancestry.com, like he won't do it now.
Really?
Yeah. So like I want to know if you're my bro or not. Let's do this so we can find out. But Anonymous, thanks for calling in. That's a crazy story. Absolutely insane.
It's like mind-blown emoji red hat like happening.
Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. About to make way for Jules to come on in. She will take you through your midday. You got Dustin in the afternoon and Mallory on the mic later on tonight. Yes, what a fun show. If you miss anything, make sure you head on over to joeandmackenzie.com. For example, on Joe's Need to Know News, you can decide what is the sound you hear in this interview.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election.
Is that a coffee mug sliding or did somebody pass gas?
I think it's a toot for sure.
No doubt about it. Rudy tooty, righty righty. That's something you could check out. Also tomorrow on the show, you could check out The Box of Shame, producer Porkchop, loser extraordinaire today, rolling that low number of a four.
Yay.
Wow. Last week, Liv the Web Girl had to put her tongue on a pole. Then we had to take the video down because legally we didn't have her sign a waiver. So that was fun.
We got a talking to.
No, legit though. Thanks to everybody that did view it. That was our highest viewed video on our Instagram. And I think the most comments. And it was only like 12 hours in before our company made us pull it down.
You don't know how many texts I got that day that was like, oh my gosh, are you okay? Are you okay? And I was like, bro, my tongue is fine.
And then.
Actually, though, I don't think if it would have lasted a few more minutes, I don't know if you would have been fine.
Oh, no, I definitely wouldn't have. I think we got it off right in time.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm glad your tongue didn't start bleeding. That would have been an awkward conversation. What's everybody got going on for the rest of the day? Mackenzie, let's start with you.
Well, we have a meeting, and then I'm going to go. I might try to get a quick workout in. Then I'm getting my lashes done. Then I'm going to try to take a nap, and then I have a date tonight.
Ooh.
So it should be fun. I'm excited.
Do you know what you guys are doing yet?
Not yet. I don't know.
I'm
that's
just excited
thing is, so.
To figure out what it is, like what you guys are doing. I would think I want to know more than you. I like am dying to know what you guys are doing.
Are you going to kiss on the first date?
Well, here's the thing. It's so hard because we go to bed so early. Mm-hmm. And like we have to get up at 3 a.m. So a Tuesday date is a little rough with our sitch. So I think it's a nice first light fun casual date.
Sorry, I don't think you heard my question. I'll try it again. Are you going to kiss?
I don't know, Joe.
Do you want him to kiss you?
I'm going to be in the moment. Feel the vibe. We'll see. I don't know.
You can't plan that thing
beforehand. Yeah, I don't plan it. I go with the flow. I go with the feeling. I'm in the moment.
All right, Liv, the queen of not planning anything. What do you got going on today?
I actually do have a couple plans. I have a dance lesson, so I'm going to start working on my new routine.
Nice.
Little ballroom dance with Five Star. And then I'm going to try to hit up a cycle bar class. So I'm really excited. I need to get a workout in.
Okay. Pork chop. What about you, man?
I am going to relax today because I deserve it.
Why? What did you do yesterday? Did you have your second job?
I relaxed.
Oh, okay, cool.
Because I deserve it.
Cool. He's always complaining about his second job, and he literally works it like maybe one day a week.
Not true.
Okay, two.
What if I do a double?
That still is just one day a week.
Dang, that's a mind thing I didn't even think about.
Did you spoil your boyfriend for his first day
of work?
Yeah,
what did you do for him?
Because I suggested champagne.
I suggested his favorite candy.
Gosh, I don't know. I forget. I didn't do anything crazy, no.
You didn't? You didn't even pick up like a candy bar for him?
No. Because I got out of here late, so I literally got there. I was supposed to be there at noon. I got there at 12:05.
And then what happened? He didn't get off work until what?
1.
Exactly. So
but I didn't know that.
Okay.
So I was just there
so
waiting.
So then you can get him something today.
Okay. Then I have to leave early.
Tell our boss that.
All right. Well, hey, good luck with the permission slip. We can't do anything, though, unless we actually get on out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Porkchop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.